My first guest in this edition is Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon. She represents the Sooner State's 5th Congressional District and is a member of the House Armed Services Committee. She's also a candidate for governor of Oklahoma in 2010. We want to get her thoughts today on President Obama reiterating his intention to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility by January of 2010, if not sooner. And he also outlined the stark differences in national security policy between his new administration and the previous 8 years of the Bush-Cheney administration. Of course, the president's comments were followed by a speech from the former vice president, Dick Cheney himself. And Congresswoman, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you again.
We had seen the president reverse himself on a couple of issues related to national security and even Guantanamo, such as reinstating military tribunals and also reversing himself on the issue of releasing those photos in connection with the CIA interrogation memos. How surprised were you, if at all, about the fact that he's not even postponing, much less changing his mind about the closure of Guantanamo?
Well, I guess the question we have to ask ourselves is what the president is proposing on Guantanamo and not reversing himself, which he plans on going forward with closing it, is it in the best interest of America and does it make America safer? And I think the answer to that question is no. And it's been proven out by several different experts in national security. In fact, there was an article in the New York Times that reports that 1 in 7 of the 534 detainees released so far have actually returned back to commit terror attacks. And we've also seen the U.S. Senate, which has refused to follow President Obama's lead. Yesterday, they voted 90-6 to keep Guantanamo open. And so there are various groups out there, even the U.S. Senate, that's very concerned that if we do close Guantanamo, that it will make America less safer. In fact, even FBI Director Robert Mueller said this week that closing Guantanamo came with risk and that there could be potential for individuals undertaking attacks on the United States. So the question would be, will America be safer if he closes Guantanamo? And then what are we going to do with the detainees and the terrorists in releasing those, and what's the plan?
Congresswoman, the president says that the concern on your part and others who don't like the idea of closing Guantanamo is not valid, in that he says there's no chance these people will actually be released on American soil and probably wouldn't be released no matter where they end up. How do you react to his rebuttal of your argument?
Well, actually, there was some indication this week that he suggested that he could move some terrorists to a safe supermax facility in the United States, but he was very short on specifics. But listen, Greg, if the president want to have an honest public debate to talk about what happened with Guantanamo and whether America is safer or not safer because of the terrorists being here, then being held at Guantanamo, then we need to have an honest public debate. And he, as you mentioned early on, released sensitive intelligence interrogation technique information, which many of us felt put America and our soldiers in an imperil position. And then he was going to release the Guantanamo Bay prisoner photos and then changed his mind after an outcry on that. But if he really wants to have an honest public debate about this topic, then why doesn't he also declassify sensitive information about whether the interrogation techniques and whether the efforts that we have put forth to prevent attacks have actually prevented the attacks? And that's where we're not having an honest debate on this. It seems to me that this is more about a political jab at former President George Bush than it is about having an honest public debate about whether we're less safer and whether we will be safer if we close Guantanamo.
We're talking with Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon, and Congresswoman, the president has also gone on the offensive in saying that he's in favor of a policy that promotes diplomacy and transparency, and that will bring the world together and make it easier to eradicate international terrorism. He says the Bush administration policies alienated us from the world and therefore recruited more people to the terrorist cause. How do you react to that?
Well, I think all you have to do is look at the evidence that since 9/11, the United States has not had a single attack on our homeland, and we've had good policies in place, and we've had various law enforcement agencies that work very hard to protect us and to listen for possible attacks. In fact, just this week in New York, there was a plot that was spoiled on a potential attack in New York, and so our strategies so far are working.
What do you see as the role of the Congress moving forward here? Because obviously he still needs the money to close Guantanamo Bay, and we've seen overwhelming votes in both chambers of Congress against that. But at that point, it was because there wasn't a specific plan. Now we have a few more details, not a ton of specifics, but it's clear that he wants to bring some into the United States, which most members did not want because nobody wants them really in their backyard. So do you believe that even though the president is insistent on this, that that's going to change a lot of minds? Will he get the money he's looking for?
Well, I think he does have a political problem, and it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out. We're getting ready to go home for the Memorial Day recess, and of course, one of the reasons why we celebrate Memorial Day is to recognize the sacrifices and the service of our men and women who have protected the liberties and freedoms of our nation. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of response the various members of Congress get when they go home over this weekend and through next week, and even to see what kind of response the president gets in relation to the possibility of closing Guantanamo and his proposal that he outlined today on what to do with the detainees. And you know, if the public reflects anything like the vote that has been taken in the U.S. Senate, where it voted real strongly, pretty clear that they did not want Guantanamo to be closed, then I think he may find that the public is not going to be on his side on this issue.
Have you been to Guantanamo, Congresswoman? And if so, what sort of impression did you have of the facility?
You know, I have not had the chance to go there yet, but I sure hope to be able to visit the facility. But many of the members are making trips over there. And in fact, one of the common things I hear from our members is that Guantanamo treats the detainees pretty darn good.
So in terms of where your state and specifically, I guess, your district falls on this, I don't know if there are any supermax prisons in Oklahoma or in the area that you represent, but just the idea in general of detainees being brought to your neighborhood, what kind of reaction did that get from your constituents?
Well, not a very good reaction. In fact, we have a federal transfer center, prison transfer center, that is out by our airport. In fact, they fly prisoners right into our airport and transfer them right into the center that's on the airport grounds. And the thought of bringing in terrorists, in fact, even potential terrorists, some of the terrorists that were involved in 9/11 that flew airplanes into buildings and killed Americans, to put them at a federal prison transfer center in Oklahoma City at the airport just seems to be chilling. And I know that my constituents, my people back in Oklahoma, are not at all in favor of bringing some of these detainees and terrorists and putting them right there by an airport, much less on American soil.
And obviously, your constituents, perhaps as much as more as any constituents around the country, very sensitive to that issue, given just what happened in your city 14 years ago.
Well, you bet, and that's exactly right. We had an attack upon a federal building in Oklahoma City in 1994, the Murrah Building, which we lost 168 lives. And, of course, it was a U.S. terrorism attack by Timothy McVeigh, and so I am very sensitive to that. You know, I know what can happen when you bring especially a terrorist from a foreign country related to Al-Qaeda on U.S. soil. That would make even my city a potential target for Al-Qaeda. I mean, can you imagine the type of headlines and the type of recruitment that Al-Qaeda could get if they were to go into a U.S. city that was housing some Guantanamo Bay terrorists, and to attack that and to try to free the terrorists that would be held on U.S. soil? Can you imagine how that would be such a huge recruiting tool for Al-Qaeda and other countries to see an attack made on U.S. soil, especially if they should be successful in freeing those terrorists?
Last 60 seconds here, Congresswoman, and this is related to the debate over interrogation techniques. What is your position on the allegations from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that the CIA lied or misled members of Congress back in 2002 and 2003? I know you weren't a member then, but what's the sentiment in your conference? Some say she should step down as Speaker. Others say an apology will be good enough. How do you read that?
I think we need to clear the air. I think someone is not telling the truth. And I will say this. I think President Obama, as the commander-in-chief of our nation, should step in and see who it is that has misled on this particular topic. Is it Speaker Pelosi or is it the CIA? And as the commander-in-chief, he should be concerned whether his federal agency has told the truth or whether the Speaker, who is second in command next to the Vice President of the President of the United States, if something should happen, if she's telling the truth. And if she misspoke, then she does need to apologize.
Before we let you go, Congresswoman, as a member of the Armed Services Committee, and I know a strong patriot, what message do you have to our men and women in uniform this Memorial Day weekend?
Well, we owe a debt of gratitude to our men and women who have sacrificed so much time away from their families, their careers, those who have dedicated their life to public service to protect our freedoms and our liberties. And as we enter into this Memorial Day weekend, I just hope that all Americans will offer a prayer and a word of thanks as they run across our soldiers and those that are overseas, that they support their families, and even to send a message overseas to those soldiers that are working on our behalf, how much we appreciate them as a nation.
Congresswoman, unfortunately, our time is up. Great to have you with us as always.
You're welcome, Greg. Have a great Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Same to you. Congresswoman Mary Fallon represents Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District. She's a member of the House Armed Services Committee. This is Dateline Washington.